Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Are you going to the prom?
Why do you ask?
Guess you don't know what today is.
Yeah, I do.
It's Wednesday.
Yes, but also...
it's that time of year again where teens pop the question.
A lot of people have been going the promposal route.
Will you go to prom with me?
Have you guys given thought to...
going to the prom!
What do you mean, you're going to the prom?
So who are you going to prom with?
Happy National Promposal Day!
Get us ready.
Oh, boy. So it begins... another episode of the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty. Show number 1,843. Carla, it is Wednesday morning at about 6:04 right now. And, yep, the season begins of asking, kids asking each other to the prom.
Yeah, I don't need to be a Debbie Downer, but I'll bet those are canceled, too. I'll bet proms are canceled.
You know, I never thought
I'll
about
bet they're
that.
Canceled, so hang on. If this is, like, the best promposal you've ever had, keep it in the bag for a minute. Keep it in the bag for a minute.
Stockpile
just
that.
Just hang on to it for a minute. That's rough.
Or maybe moms and dads are going to have their own proms for their kids. Like in the backyard or
that'd
something.
That'd be cool. Right? The basement prom.
Yes.
Right? How much fun would that be? Right?
You know how much fun?
Garage prom.
That's the one thing I missed when I first moved out here was having a basement because happened in your basement.
It did. It did. Though some basements were scary because they weren't finished. It was what do I hear? It's cold down here?
Mm-hmm. I mean, but if you had a band, it started in the basement.
Right.
Even before moving to the garage.
Right. Yeah.
If you had a party, it was in the basement.
Not this way. It was mostly the garage.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly.
All right.
Garage bands were garage bands.
I understand.
But prior to that,
rehearsed.
I know.
You rehearsed. You perfected the sound.
Back in the beatnik days, they were basement bands.
Yeah.
Right?
And if you were going to make out, have a makeout party, was it?
Yeah.
It was in the basement.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Basement proms. I love it.
I know it. I got you. Mike, by the way, speaking of which, I want to let you know, just so you know, back in 1969, on this date right here, Levi's started selling bell-bottom jeans. I know you like the big ones. We mentioned that this morning on Facebook Live. You used to like the big ones.
Oh, the bigger the better.
Yeah, and somebody had asked, too, why can't guys wear them now? Well, they're not made for guys now. They make them for women, but not for guys.
And somebody had texted in. They were called the elephant ears.
Elephant ears.
Elephant bells or something
like that. Elephant bells. That's it. Elephant bells. So. Yeah.
We digress, though.
Yes, we do.
All right. Morning rain, then clearing, they say. High 66 today, low 70s tomorrow. Shouldn't be too bad tomorrow. It's only about 55 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I wish I had some good news for you, but I do have a list of more shows and festivals that have been canceled.
Oh, boy.
So you know.
All right. More on that and some other stories after Bonnie Tyler.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for...
Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the latest list. Coachella has been postponed until October. The Country Fans, your Stagecoach Music Festival is being postponed until October as well. Ireland and Boston have both canceled their St. Patrick's Day parades, though I'm sure people will still show up for those.
Yeah. Oh, there's a parade?
Yeah, I know.
It's canceled?
Yeah, what do you mean it's canceled? great. I got in my car, drove all the way over here. Yeah.
You know what is sad is people have planned their whole year around these events. They have travel plans.
Right,
they have accommodations planned out.
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather not get sick, though?
And die?
You know, and die,
okay.
Yeah,
well, you bring up a good point.
You know, better safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. Hang on to any of those tickets you have, though, because all of these festivals, these concerts and all that, they're going to make good in whatever way they can. And if you just hang on to your ticket, you will be able to use that. So talk shows also have begun to pretty much just get rid of their studio audiences for a while. Wendy Williams' show made the announcement along with Dr. Phil. New York Post says that The View, Live with Kelly and Ryan, Good Morning America, they are also doing it.
Wow.
No live studio audience. Welcome to radio, people. Welcome to radio. And good luck doing it. Because it's different.
Would you be able to do that?
It's different.
Stand-up comedy in front of nobody? Just for a camera.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I could. Don't laugh because there's a couple things I had to do along the way where I did. And there's not a lot of timing involved.
Right.
But as long as you have crew, That's kind of good.
Something.
You can do a little bit. Yeah. You can do
somebody.
A little bit there. Right. Because they'll still have some crew there, but no live audience. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I know it. It's very weird. Designer Giorgio Armani has donated $1.5 million to fight the coronavirus in Italy. Money is going to three hospitals there. The whole country is pretty much closed off. And here's some good news for you.
Thank
Jeez,
you.
If you're quarantined, Mike.
Oh.
58 movies about pandemics. Vulture.com has put them out there in case you do have to stay in. You can binge watch, if you haven't seen any of these, they're pretty good. Outbreak, that was a good one.
Yeah.
28 Days Later, World War Z, Omega Man, and 12 Monkeys. Those top the list. Oh. So if you have to stay home and you want to watch something to make you feel better, those will make you feel better.
What was the movie with Charlton Heston that, you know, the scrapers, the scoopers are coming? Was that Omega Man?
No. Was that Omega Man? Or are you thinking of, no, Soylent?
Yes, Soylent Green. Yes.
Green are people. Yes,
the scoopers are coming.
Yes. Oh, man, that was a weird movie. I promise the next report will be more uplifting for you. You know what, people? We got to have fun. We got to have fun in some way. So let's do it right here. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Dillard's, the style of your life.
Carla, we've been talking about how people are going nuts, going crazy for toilet paper, water.
Yeah.
It just seems about everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going nuts.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Good.
But a woman at a drive-thru at a Burger King was demanding a refund because she got the wrong order while the Burger King was on fire.
Yeah, well.
The Burger King is on fire.
Want your Whopper, no matter what.
And she's just yelling to get her money back. Listen to this.
Carly, you might not know.
Hold on for a second. That's not it. This is it.
Hello?
Hey!
What is happening in this world?
Beautiful. That's beautiful. People are a-holes. God, people are just... Ugh. Listen, this whole thing with, quarantining. So what? I would have to stay home?
Yeah.
And not deal with people at all? Really? And just keep to myself?
You wouldn't mind that?
What? It's Christmas. Come on. That's beautiful. My God, people.
The Burger King is on fire.
Yeah.
And she's still demanding up close her refund through the drive-thru.
I can't.
We got to step back, take a breath.
Yes.
And chill out.
Boy, no kidding. Whew.
All right.
Chillax.
Maybe this will help you.
Yeah.
Tickets for Don Felder.
Okay.
Text to win right now. 702-739-9636. Along with that text, put in your name so if you do win, we know who we're calling. You want the tickets? Text to win now.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, for those people that don't know, Morty, our executive producer Morty, loves Hidden Valley Ranch.
Mm-hmm. I know. What a surprise.
Buys it by the bottles.
This is awesome.
And probably by the kegs if it were available.
Well,
they are.
Guess what? Yes, they are.
I don't know where this is happening, but Hidden Valley Ranch is holding a pub crawl in May.
Yeah.
And all of the bars will have ranch dressing on tap. And check this out. They're running an ad where a guy is eating wings at a bar. This has you written all over it. So he asked the bartender for another cold one and gets a pint glass full of ranch. Listen to the ad they're running for this thing.
Hey, Earl. Another cold one?
You got it.
Here comes the...
Cool, refreshing HVR. You either love it or you really love it.
There you go.
Oh, you really love it, huh?
You can get on HiddenValley.com, Morty, and you can find out, where these are.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I know.
Oh, they're nationwide.
Yeah, exactly, but the dates.
I don't know if I could drink it,
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, right. They put it in a glass for you, then you pour it over your wings or whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, if the challenge is there, I bet you could.
Uh-huh. That thing I went to last year, someone actually drank. In fact, one of our friends did it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to gag watching him do it.
This was the thing over at New York, New York, yeah. Where Morty actually appeared in their national spot.
Yeah.
With my 5-gallon bucket.
Yes. Right on. Right on.
Go to, now where do you find out
it's
where this?
HiddenValley.com.
Okay.
HiddenValley.com.
You know what? They might be having one here. You never know.
They should.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it.
I play that for you, Morty. Those tickets for Don Felder, and we do have a winner, Carla. It's Marina who is on the phone this morning.
Well, I was hoping you guys would call.
I mean, that's why you texted us, right?
I sure did. I slept through Carla's show this morning, so I said, at least I
got a... A lot of people do that with my shows, Marina.
Right. I'm still in bed drinking coffee and playing.
Oh, man.
What a life you have.
I know. I like it.
Maureen, you got the tickets. You're going to see Don Felder if you can get out of bed.
I know.
I'll have to drag my you-know-what out and come over and get the tickets.
You're going to have to do that. The concert is Saturday night, May 23rd, Grand Event Center, Green Valley Ranch. Tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, I love you guys. Okay, thank you.
Jody busted me the other night. I'm watching public television.
Uh-huh.
And they had the Bee Gees one night on there. The concert they shot right here over at the MGM.
Yeah, it was good.
And she said, you haven't seen this before? We have it on DVD. I know, but that would mean I'd have to get up, get the DVD out.
Yeah, and put my VHS in the VCR player.
I mean, it's on TV right now. I can watch it.
Exactly.
Okay.
But people get excited when they hear a song on the radio. That's like a bonus.
Yeah,
I can play it off of my iPod. It's on my phone, but it's on right. Listen, I'm excited.
And I don't have to do anything.
No, it's there for it's a gift.
7:08, Mike and Carla Morning Show. You know, some people just don't get it, Carla.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Hey, by the way, we want you to join us, the Mike and Carla Morning Show team, on Saturday, March 21st. Going to be out of Town Square. 6th annual Purple Stride Las Vegas to help in the battle against pancreatic cancer. We do this every year. We put together a team. If you want to be a part of our team, please come out, join us.
Please do.
If you want information about how to be a part of our team, register for free, in fact. We have 15 spots if they're not already taken.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. All the info, 963KKLZ.com. Looking forward to that. Always a good time. It's early in the morning.
Yes, it is.
You have the whole day afterwards,
nice.
And it's for a great cause. Morning rain, then clearing, high in the mid to upper 60s, 71 the high tomorrow, a little cloudy tomorrow, 55 now. All right, here we go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Hey, in case you did not hear, MGM Resorts announced they are temporarily closing their buffets at 7 of their Las Vegas Strip hotels. So do keep that in mind in case you were wanting to eat your body weight in crab legs. You can't do it right now, okay?
Damn.
Yes. Uber released a list of things. They do this every year that people have left behind in most cars this past year. Cell phones, of course, number one. Wallets, car keys, headphones, and backpacks, bags, purses, those things. Some of the other things, someone left a food processor, a specimen cup from a doctor's office.
Oh, boy.
Bag of onions and yogurt, and an uncooked steak dinner. Those would be on the most unusual.
Weren't we traveling together, you and I? And I forgot.
You left your phone. Or no, was it your
suitcase.
Phone or your bag? It was a small bag that you had.
Yeah, small bag.
Yeah. And we called him, and he came right back.
Luckily.
Yeah, that was after the cruise, as a matter of fact.
Because I know that doesn't happen often.
No,
and a lot
it was
of people
great.
Are screwed.
Yeah, no kidding. And the coronavirus, of course, a lot of people are saying it's pretty much the end of the handshake as we know it. Mm-hmm. So other greetings that have become popular, believe it or not, most people now are just doing the wave. How you doing? Just doing a little wave, the head up or down or whatever.
Not a That's, wave,
no,
wave,
no,
but
yeah, a
nod.
Wave or a nod. Yeah, you can do that.
Like, what's up?
Yes, nod. You can wave, bumping elbows. Also, bowing has also been used now because of it, and tapping feet. So those are the ways.
That's
those
what
are the
we talked about.
We'll,
what?
I like the tapping feet.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. I like that a lot.
I think we talked about that last week where people are just going up to each other. And
it started in China where the virus started, and that's what they've started doing is tapping feet. And
but isn't there a certain way to do it, though?
You tap the two together. Yeah, you
like
tap the
bottom.
Both. It's just the like side to side, your opposite foot. You're coming over
at the bottom of the foot or shoe.
No, good luck with that. Okay. Unless you're doing a high kick like the Rockettes, you're going to get those bodies. Yeah, it's just a tap. It's just a
double Dutch bus or something.
Yes, something like that. Yes, and put the little thing around your ankle and then jump over it. That's what we're going to do.
Now with the ball at the end. And
yeah, I used to be good at that, man. That was I was good at that. It's all sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right? It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
Carly, you had mentioned Uber drivers in things you should know.
Yes, yeah.
Read the story that you read to me off the air concerning another Uber incident.
Uber driver, yeah, and this is out of London. So he was caught. He was delivering Mexican food. He dropped it on the ground, and then shoved what he could back into the bag and brought it to the customers. And they said, "This is weird. There's food missing, and it's all, like, you know, kind of scrunched up and broken." And they looked. They had cameras. They had cameras coming into their place.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he fell, and he dropped their food and then just picked it up and put it back in the bag.
5-second rule.
Yeah, right. But it's Mexican food, and it's goopy, and some of it came out, and he just put it back in. Ew, 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 ew. Ew. See, that's what I'm thinking. The 5-second rule, first of all, has that changed now? I hope so.
Oh.
But some people, they don't care.
I never thought about that.
People don't care. You drop it, you pick it up, you eat it. What? Right. What's the big deal?
5 seconds.
Yeah.
Is it different if somebody else drops it?
Oh, yeah.
And puts it back?
Yeah.
Or is it different if you drop it,
totally
then you pick
different.
It up?
Yeah, totally different. I don't know where their hands have been. I know where mine have been. Yeah.
Right.
But, I'm not.
And no one really counts 5 seconds.
No, yeah, okay. One,
one,
two.
1,000, two, 1,000, no.
Three, 1,000,
if you're listening this morning, 702-739-9636, KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. Because that would be the big question.
Yeah.
Is it different if somebody's delivering food to you?
Right.
And they drop like a pizza or something.
Oh, geez.
And then they put it back in the box and they go, here it is. And then you notice, wait a second. You look on the video.
Right.
If you have that available and say, well, he dropped it.
Right. I mean, if I were to drop it and pick it back up, provided it stayed in
that's
the box,
different.
That's a whole different thing. But, you know, some Uber driver that, you know.
You don't know.
Yeah. That somebody just, you know, left their specimen cup in the back of. No. But this is Uber Eats. They're only food. They don't deliver people.
Hang on. John's on the phone. John, what happened to you?
I am a baseball umpire. I go ahead and volunteer my time so kids can play baseball.
Okay.
Well, this kid playing baseball, he got a hot dog before the inning, and he was eating it, and he dropped the hot dog in a mud puddle. And I told the kid, I said, you know what? You got 5 seconds and it's still good. So he reaches down in the mud puddle, wipes it off, and bit part of it. And his mom just rolled her eyes at me.
Dude, you're
bad.
You're just an umpire.
That's such a kid thing to do.
Well, yeah, it is. It definitely is.
You
wipe
it off on your baseball uniform.
That's just gross. Oh, that's just, okay. Apparently the 5-second rule has not changed. Wow.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, the story about the Uber driver who is delivering food, drops the food, puts the food back in the box, delivers it. The people who get the food go, wait a second, something's a little wrong with this food. They look at their security tapes. He had dropped the food, but picked it up within 5 seconds.
Well, I don't know about that. No, he just picked it up.
Is this where I start making up stuff?
Yeah, well, don't do fake news. No, he just put it back in. He put it all back together.
So we don't know that.
Up what he could. Yeah, some of the food was even missing that they ordered.
Oh,
so,
that's too bad.
Maybe he dropped it.
he ate it.
Yeah. Well, it's on the floor anyhow, on the ground anyhow.
So we're talking about the international 5 second rule.
Yeah.
Is it different if somebody else drops it?
Oh, God, yes.
Does the 5 second rule change because somebody else dropped your food, or as opposed to you dropping it and picking it up?
Yes, it does.
And people are texting in right now.
Yeah, we got a few people. Now, somebody, this is pretty funny because Tom got a little upset here, and he said, with regard to that 5 second rule, I believe Nevada may have rules with regards to that. Wouldn't it come under defrauding the customer? Well, I don't think they do that in restaurants.
What?
I mean, I shouldn't say that. Maybe they do, Tom, but you know, they're for the most part they're pretty careful at restaurants.
Right. And they don't want Darcy Spears banging on the door.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Oh boy. No, you don't. Camille said 5. I've always had a 3 second rule. Damn. Okay, well that's a little cleaner then.
Yeah.
Because that barely hits the ground then. 3 seconds, boom.
Right.
You're good.
I can't move that fast.
No, well, that's the thing. As you get older, it can be a 10 or 15 second rule, I think. Jeez. Janet said 5 second rule applies to dry goods. So, okay.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Well, then explain your 5 second rule with pasta that you and Morty were talking about, then John even agreed.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you drop dry pasta on the ground, that's a little different. You can wipe that off if you get it real fast. But God forbid you drop wet pasta, you know, if you're doing a transfer or something and going to make it, and you drop that on the ground, that's going.
It really sticks to it.
Yeah.
Even when the wet pasta falls out on top of the stovetop.
Oh, yeah.
I will throw it back in.
Really? Ew.
No.
Oh, God, no. No.
No.
No. And if you pick it up off the floor and put it in the pot, well, then God, is there a bug in the pot now that you didn't know about, or some dust or fuzz?
You just
fuzz
don't use a fork and just slurp it up?
No. That's just really?
You can tell Mike is a griller and not a kitchen stove.
Well, that's okay. Like, if you drop
that,
a raw steak before you cook it, then when you put it on the grill, that's fine, because that's going to cook it.
I'm not putting a raw steak back on the grill when I drop it on the ground in my backyard.
Carrie, tell your story.
We're sitting around the table eating, and we had our salads and stuff like that, and they brought on our main course.
Okay.
And I get ready to cut into my steak, and I'm cutting into it, and the piece of steak went flying across the table.
Ew.
And landed on the floor, and I can't. And she goes, oh, what a waste. I go, no, pick it up. You can't waste a good steak. I ate it.
Oh,
wow. Water on it.
Yeah.
Some steak sauce. It's all good.
There
sure.
You go.
Just a little water and steak sauce. That ought to do it.
Wash it off.
No, I'm not.
Cover it up.
No.
You're good to go.
No, if I drop something in my own house and it's like hard, like coated, something like that.
Right.
If I drop like an aspirin, an ibuprofen, fine. M&M, yeah. But it has to have a coating on it of some sort. I'm not going to just pick up, like, dry. It has to be dry.
Okay.
I'm not picking up something wet and putting it in my mouth. No. No. Ew, no.
Hold on. Let me make a note of that.
Even in my own house. Yes,
She's not
going to
eat anything that's wet that's been on the floor.
Yes, exactly.
Still taking a text or call about the 5 second rule, especially now with everything going on. But when somebody else drops your food, if it's being delivered, and they pick it up within the 5 seconds, don't know if that happened here, but do you still eat it?
Yeah, Lynn said, I don't even know if I can listen to you guys anymore.
What?
The fact that you will eat food off the floor. It's disgusting. I'm kidding, but I'm not. won't eat food off the floor.
Not this floor.
No. But,
no.
I mean, not any, really. There are things you can pick back up.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. I mean, if I'm dropping, I mean, very little.
Okay.
But like I say, if I drop an aspirin, if I drop an M&M, something like
on
that.
On your floor.
Pick it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But no.
Ken's on the phone. What's up, Ken?
Listen to your show about stuff up on the floor.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Oh. I mean, come on. Didn't anybody raise people right?
Well, I agree. Like I say,
my mom and dad would come back from their grave and slap me in their
eyes. Now, what if it's just, what if you drop an aspirin on the floor and you pick it right back up?
Trash. Floors are dirty. Dirty feet, animals, come on. Ew. That'd be like me going up to your co-host there and say, oh, well, you only took a bite out of it.
Oh no, not if a mouth touches it. No.
I don't care what it is. That's nasty. You drop it on the floor, throw it away. I mean, I drink after my wife and we'll eat after my wife because that's my wife.
Yeah, I see.
That is just, I've seen people do it. Even out in public, they drop it, pick it up and eat it. I'm like, wow, really?
What about the little lady in the tramp scene where they're on each side of the spaghetti and they're slurping it?
They are dogs, and it's also,
this isn't a movie.
They've been on either side of the spaghetti the whole time till they bite it off.
Just the fact that a grown man,
I know, I love it,
says
ew.
I love it.
Hey, just picked it up off the floor. You want a bite?
Ew.
I love it. I love that.
Well, see, Ken, maybe you're not one of our guys then. Maybe.
No, I like it.
All right. Pat Benatar, Invincible. It's time to make dreams come true out at the Disneyland Resort. Winning details in minutes. Or, if you want, go right now to KKLZ, 96.3KKLZ.com for all the info. 804 in REM. You know, last hour we're talking about the 5-second rule.
Yes.
Chrissy, how do you solve the problem in your house?
Well, we have two dogs. When I spill on the floor, I just yell, clean up aisle one, and they got it.
There you go.
One of the best reasons for having animals in the house.
True.
Yeah, it's worth it. So, yes. Not cleaning that up.
There you go. That's what you do.
Yes. No kidding.
Bring the dog or whatever over and just say.
A lot of people who have animals. Yeah, come here. They got it.
By the way, we talked about this when the story broke last week. Garth Brooks at Allegiant Stadium. This is going to be the first big major concert at the new stadium. And besides the fact that it's Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
I mean, just to get an inside look at the stadium
right,
is going to be a big factor. We will have tickets to give away next week, but Garth's people are telling them you should go now to Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. Click on Insider Tips to create an account, or if you already have one, refresh it for a quicker purchasing experience, right, because you know these are going to go fast.
Oh, yeah, they are. Jeez.
Now, for a football game, they say about 65,000. I don't know how big his stage is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it tends to be very big.
Right, right.
So I don't know how many more people they're going to be able to get into the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think, what, 70,000, 75,000?
I think so, probably. Yeah.
Now, tickets go on sale this Friday. But the concert is marked for August 22nd, Garth Brooks Allegiant Stadium, the first. But that's going to be a huge event.
Sure is, boy.
In itself for Las Vegas.
And his show, a show like that with him, he's got to be pulling out all the stops, you know, going back to. He can't go out there in his sweatshirt this time.
No.
You know, I hope he flies in.
Do you?
I hope he flies in either on the rope or here's what I'm picturing. Helicopter brings him in. Helicopter brings him in.
Oh.
Hovers over, boom, boom, down. Somehow they bring him in. I'm serious. He's not just going to walk out.
There's a roof on the stadium. I don't know how they're going
please.
Or just swing, or get him swinging through that. Where they open the one
they
end.
Zip line him?
Maybe so.
How about they zipline him from the top of Mandalay across the 15 into Allegiant?
That's kind of what he did when I saw him like 25 years ago.
Right, but that was 25 years ago.
But yeah, that's okay. Come on,
now, Garth, we're going to hook you up.
They'll put you in a thing. They'll put you a little harness, something like that.
How about Evel Knievel? We'll just throw him in a cannon and shoot him through.
Yeah, we'll think it's him, but it won't be him. But it'll still be a big entrance.
Big smoke.
Absolutely.
You guys are nuts.
Really? We're nuts?
Yeah, you're nuts.
We're nuts. Okay.
Morning rain clearing, high of only 66 today, 71 the high tomorrow. We'll take it. 55, 56 outside right now. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Billie Eilish kicked off her world tour in Miami this past Monday night. She did a pre-recorded video where she stripped down to her bra while talking about how she's constantly judged and, I'm quoting, slut-shamed. No matter how she dresses, she wears very baggy clothes because she doesn't want people judging her on her body. The monologue included the line, "If what I wear is comfortable, I am not a woman. If I shed layers, I am a slut." Though you've never seen my body, you still judge it. So she's really trying to make a statement, and it's really cool. And I will actually post that. It's cool. It's very dark. It's not like you can see much. She went down to her bra, but it's really cool what she did. And now, definitely making a statement.
Not a big fan of, I get her. I mean, I think she's talented and stuff. But keep in mind, people, she's only, what, 17,
she's
18 years?
She just turned 18, yeah.
And that's how they dress.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. She can wear what she wants. Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
She actually dresses like she's part of Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, she does. She wears like the big, long, baggy shirts. Oh, yeah, she does, like they did back in the day. Yeah. Okay. Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes. Jennifer Lawrence, I love this story. So she's allegedly bored with married life. She just got married. I don't think she's even been married a year. Friends say before she met her husband, she was one of the biggest partiers and so much fun.
Yeah.
And she's really toned it down, but she's kind of bored being she's basically a stay-at-home wife. She hasn't really done a movie in a long time. She's only 29,
by the way. She's saying that she's bored?
Her friends are saying
that. Oh, her friends are.
People who know her. I believe it, because she was. Just seeing, just things that you saw with her and all that. She was always out and about. They said he goes to work. She kind of just stays at home. She exercises, does online shopping. It's pretty uneventful. And, you're 29. Why on earth would you have gotten married, Jennifer Lawrence?
But on the flip side, it makes me think that the friends that are saying this are the friends that would hang on and go with her everywhere and take advantage of the fact that they're hanging
on. Maybe so. Do you know how many friends I've lost to marriage and to kids? Please. Yeah, I lost
She's
my
boring.
Friend. You're
not
yourself.
Doing anything.
You're not yourself.
Well, maybe she is now.
It's not going to last. Okay. Mark my word. It's not going to last. She's Jennifer Lawrence. She's 29 years old. She's not going to stay married to a guy named Cook. She's not going to do that.
Okay.
And at this point, it's hard to even think of a TV show that hasn't been, resurrected. But Hollywood seems to be doing it all the time. There was a pretty big survey put out. And you know the show that people would like raised from the dead the most? Yeah, right there. Suicide is Painless. That is the name of that song. And that was a theme song to MASH.
That's the number one.
That is number one. MASH, which I don't know that was all based on the Korean War.
Yeah.
So I don't, which lasted longer. The show lasted longer than the actual war did. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that, I don't know. But it's interesting because that show was so popular. ER is number two, which was a great medical show. One of the first really gory and
real life.
Gutsy. Yeah, it was good. After that, Friends, it was third, followed by Seinfeld. And Parks and Rec, which just ended a few years back. So, MASH and ER, the top two shows people would like to see brought back. I used to play this on the piano, believe it or not. That is my take for now, sponsored by Dillard's, the style of your life.
Mickey's on the phone. Mickey, what's up?
Well, what's up is I just want to tell all of you, and especially Carla, because somebody was bashing her this morning.
Who was bashing you and why?
Tell me, Mickey. I don't even know why.
I don't either. You never mentioned anything about her friggin' lupus. I mean, why would you do that? And
you're talking about the Facebook Live, which you do before this show.
Yeah, and I don't even know what I said. I didn't say anything, and I think she came in the middle of it and got mad at me and said, "You're making fun of people who are sick." And I said, whoa, I'm not doing anything. And then she said, "I have lupus and I have to stay in bed." Because I said, boy, if what we need to do is stay home and not talk to people or have contact with people, how great that is,
And we've said that before.
Yeah. No, she was rude. She was just rude. She was just on
you
and
can't
on.
Be rude. Mickey, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, what's going on with your Facebook Live?
Nothing. I don't know. It's somebody who'd never been on before.
You're making fun of people now?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I mentioned, like I said on the show, God forbid you have, you have to be quarantined.
Right.
And you have to stay home, not deal with people.
Right.
And binge watch TV. That's the good thing in
that's
really.
The upside.
If you're just being quarantined, not because you're sick. I was talking about the fact that if you come in contact with someone, you'd have to be quarantined.
Well, maybe she's right.
And then
this woman came
back
in.
She just came on and she's like, "You're making fun of people who are sick. I have lupus." It was like, whoa. Who are you and what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard you make fun of anybody.
Well, now that's not true.
Well, that.
But in my comedic way, but I'm not that person. I'm not that person.
That's what I'm saying. You're not that person.
I'm so not, except for you guys. But other than that, no.
Oh, hold on. There's a piece of meat on the floor.
Go ahead. Get it, Mike. Get it.
Yeah, that's, you know what? If you've not done that, check it out. Carla Rae's Facebook Live segment, which she does right before this show, talks about what's going to happen on our show and then some other things going on.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's going on. Family, four packs off to Disneyland, happiest place on earth. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Oh, can't wait. All right, we'll do that here in about 6-7 minutes.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, all this week you've had a chance to win family four packs down to Disneyland Resort. We went down there and had such a good time.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did.
And it's all about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Rise of the Invasion.
Resistance. Rise of the Resistance.
I don't know.
Rise of the Resistance.
And it's so nice down there. The people are nice down there. It's
great.
It's awesome.
It really is the happiest place on earth.
You have a chance to win a family four-pack. And we were talking about TV shows that they rated what shows people want rebooted.
Yeah.
MASH came in number one, which had a great theme song. So with that in mind.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's a TV show theme, not a Disney theme, but a TV show theme that you have to decipher.
You got everything set up?
I do.
Good? Good
with
morning?
Another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. You know, the Hawaiians are natural drummers.
Yes, yeah, that's it. Sure. There you go.
Although I noticed we skipped a couple of beats, so he just dropped out.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, he had to retune, and then he had to attach it back on. Keep in mind, these are drums made for a 5-year-old.
Yes. So all you have to do is decipher what song, what TV show theme that is, starting with caller number 9. Now, the phone lines are on hold. We're going to get through news and weather.
Yes.
And then after that, take them off hold. Look for the winning call on caller number 9, 702-739-9636. I know. You want to hear it again.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Here it is. There. And by the way, not only was he playing drums for a 5-year-old, he was playing with pens.
Yes. I don't know where the sticks went. Somebody who used to work here, I think, took my sticks.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the theme. Identify the TV show that theme is from. Caller number 970-2739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to score a family four pack off to Disneyland with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Karen on the phone. Karen, can you identify the TV theme that we're playing on our kazoos?
Hawaii 5-0.
Yes. Good job, Karen.
Very easy.
Yes, it was very easy.
Karen, you're going to Disneyland.
Oh, yay! Woo! Karen, this is one of the twins.
Oh.
We're both going to Disneyland.
Awesome! awesome.
That's great. So you and your twin, along with two other people, because it's a family four-pack.
Right. Two select people. We'll have to figure out who we want to let join our crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Well, if you're going to go, I'll tell you two people you could take if you can't find anybody. Carla and Morty. They love Disneyland.
Yes.
They know it inside and out, and they can give you the inside scoop on everything.
Awesome.
Look at, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow.
Okay. I pick up my tickets. You have the family four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort. The tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Every day. Thank you so much.
Now, if you want a second chance to win that same family four-pack, go to our website and register for a family four-pack at 963KKLZ.com. Do it now. Looking forward to March 21st. March yes. 21st, it's the Purple Stripe Las Vegas to help the battle against pancreatic cancer. Now, we've done this every year for a long time. And, yes. and if you want to join our team, the Mike and Carla Morning Show team, you can do that right now on our website. It's from, it starts at like 7 o'clock, 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
Down there at Town Square.
Nice walk or run.
Mm-hmm. Either one.
Mm-hmm.
We normally, Morty and I walk.
Yeah.
You kind of pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah. I'm thinking I might run it this year.
Okay.
If possible.
Either way,
yeah.
If you want to join our team, all the information about the Purple Stride event is on our website where you can register and be a part of our team at 963KKLZ.com. All right. Some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by the good people over at 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, police in Ohio caught a pair of college students making out in the stairwell of their station.
Okay.
At about 2:45 a.m. over the weekend. The kids, they said they were confused. They thought it was their dorm.
Oh, okay. It's not. Okay.
But here's the problem. Both of the students gave the cops fake IDs and were charged with disorderly conduct.
Okay, sure. What?
I don't know the whole story, but you would think at some point you would say, well, they're college kids. They were making out.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
There's got to be something more there.
Yeah. But take the IDs and send them back to the door.
They're just looking for an empty stairway.
I guess so.
Really? If you're in college, there are a lot of those, but okay, sure.
Well, people aren't breaking in except for them.
We'll go to the police station instead.
Dude, I so swear I thought it was our dorm.
I'm so sorry.
I'm such a bonehead. People settle down. A woman in Louisiana was arrested after she posted bail for somebody, a friend. The bail money smelled like marijuana.
Oh, God.
So the cops, they searched the woman, found drugs on her. She's been arrested. Now, I don't know if the guy gets out.
I don't know.
Again, don't know the whole story.
It just smelled like it. I mean, okay. Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Well, sometimes if you do the pot, it has an aroma.
Yeah, well, yeah, it does. So. It absolutely does. Well, move to Nevada then. Jeez, your money can smell like pot. Hey, listen, a woman in Columbus, Ohio busted because she was knitting while driving.
Oh, boy.
Posted a video of her online, and she was absolutely knitting. And they said, big letters, knitting while driving.
Uh-huh.
This is a reminder to please be careful when you're behind the wheel. We don't want anyone to get injured or worse. You got needles when you're knitting. You got knitting needles, people. So don't, no.
If you hit something, those needles can go places you don't want them to go.
That's what they used to tell us in driver's ed.
Right.
Don't. They did. They would scare us. Don't be drinking out of a straw.
Oh, I thought you were going to say don't knit while you're driving.
No, a straw. So and none of us drank out of straws, like forever.
She's not that old.
Because, morning. No, I never learned how to knit. Crochet, but those aren't as dangerous.
Which is, by the way, totally different.
Exactly. And a new survey asked people how much they spend on adult toys. You people are lying. They said $20 or less. 3% have spent over $100 on a single toy. I'm going to be very honest. I bought one recently. And way over $20. Can I just tell you? Way over $20.
Was it under 50?
No, it was not.
What do you mean, no, Morty? No. Were you with her?
It was not. Morty,
I actually was.
Yes, he was. Yes.
Is there something I need to know about this morning show?
You just stay over there. You just stay over there and Morty keep banging on my drum.
But that's it.
Way over. And I got to say, I even got a little bit of a discount. A lot of money. lot of money.
Under 100?
A little under. A little bit under.
Wow.
But it came with different, you know, parts and attachments.
Well, it better have.
I'm just telling you, people, if you're spending less than $20, you know what? Good luck to you.
Should you buy a toy or a vacuum?
Well, you know what, Mike? If you use the right attachment, it will do both. So,
if you switch the wires around, it becomes both.
Exactly. And it has a remote. So it is Wednesday that... your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
So it's not about a six-year-old?
You always want it to be about a young child.
I think the kids are great when they do these things.
I know. I agree. This is not. I want to give you something good in all of these cancellations because of coronavirus.
Concerts we're talking about.
Concerts, okay. Conventions, things like that. There is, it's called the Annual Arnold Sports Festival. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was named after him. It's a bodybuilding competition, all sorts of different sports that they do. And it takes place every year in Columbus, Ohio. Well, they canceled. They just, you know, like so many things.
Oh.
This festival was going to, there were going to be about 200,000 people going to this thing throughout the weekend. Well, guess what? They already ordered all the food. So they have a ton of food coming this weekend. So they said, you know what we're going to do here? Instead of throwing it away, we'll find better use for it. They're going to send a lot of the meals to tornado victims in Nashville. And then they're going to just invite, like, first responders and those people who need maybe some help along the way to the Greater Columbus Convention Center to come and eat, basically. Come and eat. If coronavirus, maybe that's affected people in some way, or they're not working or something like that, come on by. They've got sandwiches galore. They've got salads. They've got fruits. They've got all sorts of food, and they don't want it to go to waste. So anyone affected by the hurricanes...
Tornadoes.
I'm sorry. And if you were, you know, affected by the coronavirus or something else was canceled because of it, come on by. They want to take care of you. And this is at the stadium, one of the events at the stadium where the Tennessee Titans play. So plenty of room. Plenty of room. That's on Saturday evening. That is for the first
time. So while that was canceled, they didn't know what to do with the food.
No.
And then this little six-year-old kid thought, why don't you give it to the
people? Mike, no, but
and
sure.
And it's going to feed some six-year-olds.
Yes, some will. Keep that in mind, though. Anybody in Vegas who's listening who's had to cancel something, you might have already ordered food. Yeah. Do something nice with it.
That's why we say anytime you have a feel-good story, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, if you know of a local hero, six-year-old or not,
that's
we want to know about it. Give us your version at 702-739-9636 anytime we're on the air. We'd love to hear it. 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life. ShelterInsurance.com. Recap of the show. Well, people are freaking out not only about coronavirus, but about a Burger King burning down, and she wanted her money back. She was freaking out.
Oh, boy.
She got the order wrong, and even though it was, you know, on fire, her car was right there. I want my money back.
Take
a deep breath, people.
I get it.
Five-second rule is still in effect.
Well,
a lot of people.
For some, it's three. For some, it's none. You do not pick food up off the floor.
Especially if it's somebody else dropping it.
Yes.
And, you know, I was shocked to find out on the M&C Morning Show, Circle of Trust.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not included. Well, to find out you and Morty go shopping for sex toys.
Yes.
Let's clear this up.
I did.
And
Morty,
I was there.
To be there. That's
she
right.
Actually got me a Starbucks.
Yes. I got Morty a cup of coffee.
And I was like, oh, what's in the bag? And I'm like, okay.
With Lion's Den.
I don't think that explanation makes it any better.
You didn't want coffee or a sex toy, so.
Listen, if you want more of this mess, just listen to our podcast. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush coming in next. She has another family four-pack off to the happiest place on earth, other than this show.
Yes, that's
Disneyland.
Right.
Do that around 11:40. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other, people.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.